In the previous slide, we discussed the dual ring process and discussed some of the rings and barriers and some of the issues behind an actuated controller. The next concept is the term called cycle length. In this case, the cycle length is the total time to complete one sequence of signalization around an intersection. Thinking of the dual ring structure, this would be the amount of time it takes to complete ring A and ring B concurrently. So how long does it take to complete a cycle length? Well, in an actuated controller unit, a complete cycle is dependent on the presence of calls on all the phases. That is, if a phase does not have a call, it's allowed to terminate or gap out early. Or in addition, a phase is allowed to skip if there is no demand at all. In a pre-time controller unit, it is a complete sequence of all the signal indications. In a pre-time controller unit, each phase has a predetermined amount of time, therefore the amount of time to complete the cycle is a fixed amount of time.